Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
Saga do insurance. They've listed some of their more bizarre claims. More than 500 of the claims last year to Saga over 50 insurance involved animals. Okay, so they included a driver who claimed just over £1,000 after returning from a walk to discover 12 wild ponies licking paint off his car. There was another motorist who had his car damaged by a runaway cow. It still had the post attached to it. It escaped from an agricultural show. That's some effort, isn't it? There was also the cat, which got stuck in an engine. When the driver started the car, the cat jumped out. The cat was okay. However, the car was damaged to the value of £4,000. Where it damaged the inside of the engine. But yes, the biggest and the best is the duck. Car needed over £1,500 worth of repairs. After a motorist on his way to a boatyard spotted a low-flying mallard. He swerved to avoid the mallard but ended up hitting a stone bridge. So the duck survived, however the car suffered £1,500 worth of damage. What would you do? You'd have gone for the boat?
I'd have made him foot the bill.
I don't know if your kids are going to be having a harvest festival service at school over the next few days. Finn came home yesterday singing his heart out. Almost non-stop for about 4 hours, singing this.
A big welcome by harvester, big welcome by harvester, big welcome by harvester, chugging away.
Bum, bum. Literally on repeat last night, that song coming out of his mouth. It was cute at first, and then for about the 70th time, I'm stunned. Ah, there are certain. In fact, here's the original. It's hard to gauge the key from that, isn't it, to be fair, as I'm trying to sing along. But there are certain songs, aren't there, like that you will never sing anywhere other than in school. I'm thinking back to my school days. I think I mentioned before things like Come By, Oh My Lord. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning was always a personal favourite. And I can guarantee this time of the year, if you're at school in my age, I don't know if they still do it, but we plough the fields and scatter. Yeah? I think we'll be doing that in church on Sunday, to be fair. I guarantee it'll be down. But there's certain songs, aren't there, like that, that you only ever sang at school. Can you think of any more? If you can, let's see if we can create a top 10 this morning. Hello to Lucy. She's tweeted here. She says, all things bright and beautiful to Mrs. Jackson's out-of-tune piano. All things bright and beautiful. Can't beat it. And hello to Dina as well. She says, does anyone else remember a song called One More Step Along the World I Go? Of course we do, Dina. One more step along the world I go. Can't be with the two-finger clap. Sue says he's got the whole world in his hands. Do you remember that? I mean, were these just sung at Church of England schools? I mean, I went to a C of E school, but they just seem to be synonymous with primary schools. Here's another one that was clearly a church-based song, but I'd imagine most schools kind of sang it. Sarah says, does anyone remember this one? We found a clip of it. Have a listen. You'd never sing that anywhere else but in school, would you? So if you've got any more of those songs that you sang at school, Finn's got another one where they sing for queuing up in line, but I can't remember that one. I have to get him to record that one for us as well. Here's a moment you're never going to forget. This morning, Steve called up a few moments ago.
Do you remember Fisherman Peter?
No!
Do you not remember that?
Go on, give me a rendition. Yeah. Go on!
Do you remember? Fisherman Peter, come down, be free, stop your doubting and follow me.
I'm packing up and going home now. This show is not going to get any better than that. Yeah, we've peaked. We've peaked this morning. And we'll go home. Morning, Catherine.
Morning, Chris.
Morning. Now, you're just dropping someone off. You're on Mum's taxi run at the moment, so what are you doing?
Yes.
Who are you dropping off?
I'm on the way to Rainford College, dropping Lisa off.
Okay, and then what's... go on.
And then a double back to our ultimate goal for Millie.
Brilliant. Okay, now what's the plan for the day? Feet up, lots of coffee, biscuits, friends around, that kind of thing, Catherine, is it?
No, going into work after that.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Well, for coffee? What, for coffee and biscuits all day? Is that what?
Yeah.
All right, Catherine. Well, let's see if we can win you some tickets. We've got tickets for Empire Cinemas Wigan up for grab today, and our lyrics from Latham Park CE Primary School. And our lyric this morning sounds like this.
Hi, my name is Neve, and this is my lyric. And the judge and the jury, they all put the blame on me. They won't go for my story. They won't hear my play.
Okay, what's the song? Who sings it, Catherine?
One of my all-time favourite things, Bananarama, Love in the First Degree.
Love in the First Degree. It's It's primary school disco time, everybody. Brilliant. Well done. I bet. Did you have all like the fancy 80s outfits and things like that to dress up in? Can you think of one thing? One thing in particular? Because obviously, as a lad, we didn't have anything. Like, what did you adorn yourself with? Was it
those little mesh gloves?
Yes, I remember the video. Yeah, it's coming back now.
Yeah.
Well done. You got yourself a couple of tickets for the movies. Enjoy your day at work. Being embarrassed now.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day. Thanks, Catherine. Grand final day, of course, on Saturday as well, which we're building up to throughout the week this week. We got some of the lads taking part in a big Leeds quiz on Friday morning. See how they come out with that. We've got Matty Bowen. Who else is doing it? Matty Bowen, Matty Smith, and Joel Tompkins. I think it's either Joel Tompkins or Oliver Gildart. I can't remember. They've gone head-to-head on a quiz about Leeds. So you can hear that on The Breakfast Show on Friday morning. And we've also been putting to the lads our quickfire 10. So you get a little bit of an insight into what's going on inside the minds of some of your favourite rugby league stars. So here is a quickfire 10 with Mickey Mack. Favourite TV show?
House of Cards.
Favourite film?
Man on Fire.
Rugby league idol?
I didn't really watch rugby growing up, sorry.
Apart from the DW, what's your favourite Super League ground?
I don't know.
What music do you drive to?
Easy listening.
If you didn't play rugby league, what sport would you play?
Football.
Favourite chockey treat?
A Malteser bonus.
Which reality TV show would you like to be booked for?
Man in Chelsea.
Favourite holiday destination?
Hong Kong.
If you weren't a rugby league player, what would you be doing?
Get a job at Rush FM.
No, you see, and he came in. He did a good job on the show when he came in, didn't he? Here's another one of our quickfire tens with one of your Wigan Warriors heroes. Let's go with Joel Tompkins. Everybody get up. Favourite TV show?
Breaking Bad.
Which reality TV show would you like to be booked for?
Big Brother.
Favourite chockey treat?
Giant buttons.
Favourite holiday destination?
Italy.
Favourite film?
I don't know, but I've just been watching that Legend and that was pretty good.
Apart from the DW, what's your favourite Super League ground?
Probably say Hull FC.
What music do you drive to?
Anything indie.
If you weren't a rugby league player, what would you be doing?
I'm not sure. I'd like to think I'd be involved in sport in some way. Maybe in strength and conditioning capacity, something like that.
If you didn't play rugby league, what sport would you play?
I'd love to be a golfer, but I'm a terrible golfer.
Rugby league idol?
I'd probably have to say Andy Farrell. He was kind of the best player around, but in the modern day, you know, somebody like Jimmy Peacock, he's been there and done it for such a long time. I think since I've been a professional player, he's been one of the players I've really looked up to.
Argos today launching a new same-day delivery service. How are they doing that, by the way? It can sometimes take half a day for your stuff to get down that conveyor belt to the infamous back shelf. Can't it? How are they going to be able to do that? Anyway, morning to everyone at Argos. Doing a fine job as we head towards Christmas. So it gets chock-a-block. And this is the story that will make you go... a Chinese tourist has had the shock of his life after a glass walkway suspended 1 kilometre above the ground cracked while he was standing on it. this guy, Li Donghai, was enjoying the view from Yuntai Mountain Walkway in Henan Province when he heard a cracking sound. He said, "My foot shook a little. I looked down and saw what was a crack in the floor." This is it's a glass walkway, right, that they've put on the side of a mountain, basically. A bit like, you know, at the top of Blackpool Tower, they've got that glass thing. You've just got that one panel that you stand on, yeah? Well, this is a walkway that goes round, and it's 3,500 feet up, which is a kilometre, just over a kilometre high up. That is, sheer drop down below, and this crack appeared. A spokesman for the Yuntai Mountain Tourism Bureau, digging very quickly to save their face, told newspapers the cracks occurred after a tourist dropped a stainless steel mug on the walkway. What? Only one of the three layers of glass broke. There's the three layers of glass. Only one of them broke, apparently. So tourists were in no danger at all, they assure us. I don't think I'll be taking the risk, I'll be honest. But I thought we'd put this to the test because they say, right, a steel mug cracked the glass on this walkway, right, which is supposed to carry 800 kilogram of weight per square metre. So here's my stainless steel coffee mug. If you're just driving past at the moment, you can see me there with my stainless steel mug. So let's try it on our Wish FM floor here, OK? Nope, even the Wish FM floor doesn't break.